Oh, hi, Munchers. Welcome to another episode of Monday Movie Munchy Madness. This is your co-host, Michael, reminding you, as I always do, that this podcast does contain spoilers. The movie we saw this week, Cold Pursuit, the next Liam Neeson movie. So bundle up, because we're going to Kehoe, Colorado. Here we go.
Hey, and welcome to Munchy Movie Monday Madness. I'm Nick Owen. I'm joined today by Michael Brown. Michael.
Hello.
Michael, I just won Great Guy of the Year, and then you're going to go and kidnap my son? Make him do heroin?
Yeah, but I didn't kill him. The heroin killed him. Apparently you can catch the dragon.
My son's not a drug addict.
Oh, I think you're wrong.
Michael, good joke. This week we saw Cold Pursuit starring
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson.
And doing what he does best.
A little bit of Laura Dern thrown in.
Oh, sure. Splash a little Laura Dern.
We'll get into that later. But I know we had some pretty low expectations going into it, I would say. Is that correct?
We did. I don't know about you, but I was sort of pleasantly surprised.
Oh, I was going to say the exact same two words put together.
Oh.
Pleasantly and surprised.
Oh, I like this.
No, but I totally agree. I thought it was way better than I thought.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be terrible, and it turned out to be pretty good.
Yeah, it was better than The Commuter. It was better than...
Taken 3.
Yeah, like
better
the last two...
Four.
Last two Takens, probably.
Yeah.
Is better than... What was the plain one? Red Eye? Or no? Nonstop?
Nonstop.
Yeah. Better than all those movies.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Liam Neeson on a plane, Liam Neeson on a train. Liam Neeson in a plow, turns out. Pretty good movie.
Yeah. Better than the rest.
As
silly as it seems, better than the rest.
Exactly.
I guess I went into it not thinking it was gonna be like funny at all.
Uh-huh.
But I guess it was supposed to be like a dark comedy. Like it, obviously having seen the movie now, it like was
yeah,
a little
some
dark.
Laughs. There were some light dark moments in there. For sure. I mean, even just like the way he was killing everyone. Or, like, when he was killing everyone, the way he was disposing of the bodies by wrapping them up in chicken wire and throwing them over the edge.
Over the waterfall.
That was almost, like, a recurring joke.
Yeah.
Because it was just basically the same scene every time.
It was a recurring joke. He, like, jokes around with somebody about it, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Then they're like, oh, how'd you learn that one? He's like, oh, I read it in a murder novel or something.
Crime novel.
Yeah. Oh, I read it in a crime novel. Where you said that was pretty good. There. Stopped, man.
Yeah. Another thing that the stat man actually mentioned before the cast that was like just super like silly and ridiculous was the PPTV.
PPTV? Oh my god. And dark at the same time.
Yeah, very dark. Just wait for one of the maids to walk in on you completely naked.
With a $20 bill teepeed over your peepee.
Yeah.
If you will. 33% success rate. 30%.
Did you check the stats?
30.1%.
What was the stats?
I heard 31, but
31.
Yeah, it was a little low
31 30s. Sounds right. Low 30s.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you heard 31, it was 100% 31.
Yeah. 100% 31%. Yeah. Even like when he was killing people, like he said, that he kills like a bunch of people in the same scene, and then they have that same it's the recurring thing where they're putting the people's name up or their nickname, and then they like their religious symbol, and then all of a sudden like he kills a bunch of people and they all show up like 15 of them at once.
That's pretty funny. That was good. And then when he goes to visit his brother, the interaction between the brother and the wife, where they're just like arguing and whatever language she was speaking.
What brother and wife?
Was his Wingman brother? His brother Wingman or his was friend?
No, his brother.
It was his brother?
Yeah.
That's why when they were like, even his name was like Coxman.
Oh, yeah.
They kept making fun of it. Like, you can't forget a name like Coxman.
Yeah.
And then they're like, there's more than one. Yeah, his brother was also Coxman, but he was known as Wingman to the bad guys.
That was definitely his brother. It's mail order bride.
Yeah. No, he met her because he was supposed to, like, take down a massage parlor or something.
Yeah, that's right. And he fell in love.
Yeah, and he fell in love. She's just yelling at him and, like, being mean to Liam Neeson.
Yeah. Being mean to everyone.
Yeah.
But Liam punked her, I think.
Yeah, he punked her pretty good. Well, he was going to... Yeah. The brother took care of it. Then they start, like, making out on the couch after they're arguing.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. So weird.
Yeah. Very weird. Very funny. And then at his funeral, she just, like, has her pink suitcase. Just, like, spits on his grave and leaves. She spits on his grave. The wife does.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Are the only two qualifiers for a dark comedy is, like, you just need to have people being killed and then also some laughs?
Yeah, constant murder, occasional laughs, I think is the recipe.
Yeah, but it's pretty simple, though, right?
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Not too much to it.
Yeah, that's all dark comedy is. Like, I would consider, I don't know. What else is a dark comedy? Like, Three Billboards was a dark comedy, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And then...
Burn After Reading is one of my favorites.
Burn After Reading, sure.
Yeah. It's
some pretty brutal violent scenes.
Dark comedy.
Yeah.
What about...
Even, like, Pulp Fiction.
Sure.
Yeah. It would be, like, sort of the advent of the dark comedy sort
the
of deal.
Advent? Really?
I mean, of modern dark comedy, I would say.
Wow. Yeah.
I could be wrong. If I'm wrong, go ahead and write to us at mmmpod@gmail.com, but you can also hit us up on Twitter at mmmpod.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something that could be before that, but I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure there was stuff before that.
Reservoir Dogs a little bit could be before that.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
American Psycho. Funny movie. After you've watched it a couple times.
Yeah. It is funny in a very disturbing kind of way.
Just because Christian Bale's so good, it's funny.
It's just such a ridiculous... That character is so ridiculous. Like, the part where he's explaining his morning routine, you know, and all the stuff he does to his face and, like, puts on his face and...
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And why and all that.
Describes Huey Lewis albums.
Yeah, exactly.
Does that happen in the movie?
Yeah. Yeah, Susu Studio. And then he murders someone.
That's Genesis, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is Genesis.
Or, is it Genesis or Phil Collins?
Both.
Both.
Yeah, he does it multiple times.
As it turns out, both.
Do you like Phil Collins?
Yeah, that's right. That's what it is.
Or Huey Lewis in the News?
Yeah. That's what I say. Great movie.
Yeah, really great. Back to... Snowplow, though. Snow Pursuit. Cold Pursuit.
I want to know, what the hell... I'm worried sick about Laura Dern. What the hell happened to her? She just took off.
She left.
She's gone.
Seriously?
That was it?
Didn't you read her note? No, you didn't, because it didn't say anything.
Yeah, it didn't say anything.
Also kind of funny.
Pretty cowardly, if you ask me.
It's because Liam Neeson never said anything to her, is that why? I was wondering.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know, but...
Feels like she got cut from the movie practically.
Like, yeah,
she
that's
probably
what I'm saying.
Was she's in like, the movie more, and then they're like, "Nah, let's have more of the Avalanche and the Native Americans. They're funny."
Yeah. What about the? Actually, I want to stay on Laura Dern for a second, but she just like you're exactly right. She just is in the movie pretty heavily to start off with, when they're talking about her son and everything. But all of a sudden, she's gone. What they should have done was worked a way in for Liam Neeson to kill her off first.
Sure.
Like, she shows up to, like, apologize
to him. If you want to be really dark
during
comedy.
During the middle of that shootout.
Yeah.
At the end, and then she just, like, her name pops up at the end.
At the end, yeah.
Or she, like, really...
At the end would be cool, too, yeah. She's just gone for, like, 75% of the...
Yeah. She shows up, immediately catches a stray, and that's See, that's funny.
Liam, I'm here to take you back. Or Coxman.
Coxman.
I want revenge on her son, too.
I want to be a Coxman again.
Yeah. Coxwoman.
Yeah. Excuse
me. Coxwoman.
It's 2019. Yeah. Coxwoman.
Coxwoman.
I just was watching Downsizing, and Laura Dern's just in it for, like, 2 minutes, too, and then she's just gone forever.
Yeah.
I'm like, I mean, it's in Jurassic Park.
It's the same
show
with, like,
Laura Dern some respect.
It's the same with, like, Star Wars. Like, she played a sick character in Star Wars.
Lot,
I mean, not that much, though.
She
was super heroic.
She was mysterious as hell.
She was mysterious as hell, and then drove the plane to the other time. Space plane.
Yeah. She did drive the outer space plane.
Yeah.
Yeah. And her hair was purple.
Yeah, she was very good at that.
Yeah.
I will say.
Her hair was purple.
Hey, give us more Laura Dern.
Did you watch... It's a television show, but did you watch Big Little Lies?
No.
Wasn't she in that?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you because I didn't watch it.
I don't even know.
I know they shot it in Monterey, California, of Northern California.
Yeah, did you know that?
I didn't know that.
You didn't know it. I just said it.
I blacked out for a second. Did I say something?
He was in Little. She's in Little Women, which is coming out in 2019.
Little Big Lies.
But she is in Big Little Lies, confirmed.
Oh, good. You could have sworn.
And F is for Family.
Oh, sure.
Renata Klein. That's right.
You know what else?
Twin Peaks. Yeah, you're right.
I'll tell you why I like this movie, because it kind of reminded me of, like, Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
I've not seen it.
An American version of it?
Like an American version where, like...
You haven't
You can understand
seen.
What they're saying.
Yeah, good luck understanding, but... No, I love that movie. But, like, it's, like, different people who think they're fighting for something that are fighting each other, like two groups of bad guys, but, like, really something got messed up in between, and they didn't even realize
most
that,
people,
like,
are just idiots. And
yeah, but this is, like, from the perspective of the guy who's, like, actually screwing everything up.
Like,
he doesn't realize he's causing, like, gang violence and stuff like that.
Like the main guy in, or the main bad guy, I forget his name. Can you get a name check?
Viking.
He, like, screws up a couple times. He's just like, oh, sorry, like, we actually killed your brother.
Yeah.
So we sent you this guy's head.
Yeah.
You know, like, our guy's head.
Exactly.
Like, he wasn't very bright. That's why, I mean, good, nice reference with Burnout After Reading, because it's just, like, a bunch of people who weren't that, who were very smart trying to, like, pull off mob shit, and they're not good
at
it.
The criminals who have more power than brains is always a good combination for one of these dark comedies.
Like,
for sure. Like, more, like, ambition and drive and, like, Viking malice than they have common sense.
Viking had such a weird personality, and he was just still such an idiot.
Such a creep around his wife.
Yeah. He was very creepy.
Well, he was just like, he didn't have a wife.
Slicked back hair kind of bad guy.
Yeah, did not like Native American people.
He was good, though. I've never seen him in a movie before. He looks like Andrew Garfield, almost.
I enjoyed him.
Tom Bateman.
If Andrew Garfield ate brunch every day.
Yeah, if he finally started to eat brunch and drink his tea and crumpets.
Yeah, he looks like Andrew Garfield's, like, older brother.
Yeah.
Who was probably more popular than him in high school.
And picks on him a little bit.
And picked on him for sure. Yeah, that's accurate as fuck.
What's the actor's name?
Tom Bateman.
Tom Garfield.
Tom Bateman.
Any relation to...
Oh, he's English.
Jason Bateman?
He's English.
He seemed like he was straight out of Colorado.
Oxford.
Hunter's Point.
Colorado. Keyhole, Colorado. Yeah.
Straight out of Hunter's. Keyhole, Colorado. Have you ever been to Keyhole, Colorado?
No, I've been to Denver, which was mentioned in this movie.
Yeah.
Have you been to Denver?
I've been to Denver, I've been to Aspen, I've been to Colorado Springs.
Have you been to Keyhole?
I've been to lots of towns, but I've never been to Keyhole.
Have you heard of it?
No.
I never heard of it either.
Never heard of it.
So here's a question. We got the Munchie Awards coming up soon.
Next week.
But
exciting stuff.
I'd want to know if you think similar to the snowman, would Kehoe be on your
list of places to visit?
Yeah, list of locales.
I mean, yeah. Here's the deal. At the beginning of the movie, when they showed that resort in Kehoe, I was like, "Oh, take me there!" That resort is sick.
It looked pretty cool. Yeah,
it looked super cool.
Is that
cool.
Real?
I think it might not be real. And the thing is, also, like, when the Native Americans went there, and they were like crying over the fact that like the Native American blankets were made in China, and they had statues of Native Americans, I was like, "Oh, I do not support this place anymore." So now I don't want to go anymore.
When they punked that that poor
lady at the front
hotel, front desk.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys can't go there because it's a fictional town.
Oh, well, that explains why I've never been there.
That explains why I've never heard of it.
Yeah, so it's good that you've never heard of it, because if you have, then
you're a liar.
Yeah. You're making shit up. Yeah. Like, no, I've been there. I think I was near Kehoe.
Can you imagine, like, like two people on a date, and, like, the dude's, like, bragging about, "Oh, yeah, my family and I used to go to Kehoe."
We've been to that resort in Kehoe.
Yeah.
It looks familiar. I'm pretty sure I went there when I was little.
Yeah, exactly. And then she just finds out he's a liar.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
That's a good short. Look for that on our YouTube channel we haven't created yet.
What do you mean? Look for what?
That short.
Of the couple?
Shooting that couple on a date as a short.
Yeah. That's good. I wish you would have said, like, "Oh, yeah, I've been to Kehoe.
I know, right?
I've been to Colorado Springs. I've been to Aspen. I've been to Kehoe."
No, yeah. What I was trying to say is I've crisscrossed Colorado several times. I've never seen Kehoe.
So here's something I didn't like about the movie. They keep going to the Kehoe airport, which doesn't even exist, but the Denver airport is like the creepiest thing in the country.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Well, that's dark comedy. Yeah. Denver airport.
The Denver airport is super dark comedy.
Yeah, exactly. Lucifer out front.
Yeah, dude. The horse that's killed like 3 times, right? Or something like that.
I don't know. I don't know too much about it, but there's a blue...
I'm pretty sure...
The blue horse out. They call Lucifer.
They call it that...
I
don't know how many times it's killed, but I know for a fact that the guy who sculpted it, it fell on him and killed him.
Oh, wow.
I'm pretty sure
it's killed more than once.
I'm pretty sure the real Area 51 is underneath the Denver airport.
Dude.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
It's gigantic.
The Illuminati, yeah.
There's like tunnels all everywhere. Underneath it and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes sense that they would tell you there's an Area 51, but then really the real Area 51, we don't actually know where it is.
Is that one of the busiest airports in
America? It's actually Area 52.
Yeah, Area 52 is where the aliens are at.
I love this conspiracy theory. Munchers, get on this one.
Get back to us on this.
Get on it while it's still fresh.
Another thing that was weird about the movie was the Eskimos' music choice. Like, you don't like Dolly Parton or Kanye West? What's your deal? Like, I knew he was going to die as soon as he said that.
Yeah, but he liked that
thing out of his
Barbie
mouth.
Song?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, he didn't like that either?
No, he didn't like anything.
Yeah.
So, this guy's going to die in the next 2 minutes.
All they like is getting naked in hotel rooms and putting money on their wieners.
See, I liked... Yeah, they definitely like that. I like the scene with the Eskimo, because he thought he was smarter than everyone, but then it turns out he's the dumbest one of all, because...
Who?
Remember the Eskimo's the hitman that he hired to take out Viking?
Yeah.
And then he's like, "Oh, don't you know, like, are you a cop? Don't you know it's 2/3 up front nowadays and not half up front?" And then he goes to the Viking, and he's like, "Viking, someone wants to kill you, and I'll tell you who it is for money."
Yeah, and he's like, "All right."
And then he's like, "Okay, tell me, and then he just murks him.
Yeah. He's like, "You're an idiot."
Yeah, I didn't like that they kept correcting his grammar, though. That was rude.
Pretty much, if you're an idiot... Yeah, that was pretty rude. That guy, that was really bothersome.
Yeah.
But chill out, Viking.
Cringe-worthy.
Yeah. Shit, I forgot what I was going to say. But, oh, yeah, just, like, the dumber people are getting killed off first, but...
Yeah, it's true. I think I sided with the Native Americans, for sure. Those are my dudes in this movie.
Yeah. Well, I sided with Liam Neeson, personally.
Oh, yeah, Liam. Forgot about Liam.
Everyone, he felt so wronged.
Oh, no, man.
He killed everyone.
He was killing pretty indiscriminately.
Yeah. He's having a blast with it.
The very first guy
the
kills...
The guy was a snowplower for years. Like, let him kill it, like, after doing that.
Yeah, it's true.
He's gonna kill some
people. He should have killed more people with the snowplow. He only killed that one guy, right?
He didn't even kill him with it. Did he? Oh, he killed the parachute guy. But that wasn't with the... That was with the snow blower thing.
Yeah.
The one with the plow, like, he knocked that guy's Jeep off the road with the plow.
He didn't kill him?
He didn't kill him with the plow. He killed him by shooting him in the head.
Oh, that's right.
With a sawed-off rifle. Yeah.
Could you believe Mustang and that one guy were gay lovers the whole time?
Oh, yeah. I want to talk about that.
Oh, you mean Dom from... From what's it called?
Entourage.
Entourage. And
it was
also,
Dom, right?
Yeah, that guy's also in The Wire.
Oh,
he's just an HBO staple.
Yeah. His name's Dominic in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know his name, but that was so dumb, right?
I mean, like, I thought it was pretty funny, though.
Just, I mean, I thought it was funny, though. Just like, why?
Because
really,
they were setting up that guy gonna get killed by Viking the entire movie. Because he kept saying shit to Viking that
course.
Pissed him off.
Yeah.
So I think they just wanted to make it a little more, like, dramatic.
You wanted to feel bad for
they
him.
They needed a reason to get Viking double-crossed at the end so that the whole last scene would be so hectic, you know?
Yeah.
Also, it's kind of funny that, like, this big, strong hitman's one weakness is his, like, criminal cohort. You know what I mean? Like, he's totally heartless, except for, like, that guy when he dies, that you see how sad he is.
The actual kissing scene was dumb. That was like, oh my god.
That scene was stupid.
The idea of it was pretty funny.
Are you going to take me to Ireland?
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, any way you want, baby girl.
Did you see Wind River?
Yes.
This was like
This is a good comparison.
A worse version of Wind River.
But somehow easier to watch.
But much less serious than Wind River. Like, from
the stakes were much
lower than Wind River, even though, I mean, I don't know who did more people die in Wind River? Or more in this movie?
Probably more in this movie.
It does have that type of ending, though. Like, no spoilers, but it's pretty crazy.
Well, that's what I'm trying to think. I was thinking of trying to get that hectic ending where, like, you got that Mexican standoff, or is that what you call it?
Yeah.
I think it's racist, but probably.
Yeah, but everybody knows what you
mean. It's only racist if you're racist.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Are you racist?
No.
Oh, then that's not racist.
So, yeah. Like, you know, you're pointing at two different people. You don't know who to trust.
Yeah, you're shooting at each other kind of deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're right. This, yeah.
Had a little bit of that in it.
What happened with the little boy in the gunfight in this movie? He steals a snowplow. Does he kill someone with the snowplow?
The little boy. I was on his side, too.
Great kid.
Yeah, he was a very smart kid.
Classical. I like classical music.
Because he knew his dad was a piece of shit.
Sure.
You could tell.
Oh, yeah.
He never said that. But
he didn't once cry when his dad died.
Yeah. Have my lights been on?
Studio lights?
Yeah.
Left the studio lights on.
Left the studio
lights on. We like to record in the dark.
Yeah.
That's something we don't tell a lot of people, but we're going to tell all the munchers right now.
The sun.
Yeah, the sun.
Good
the
kid.
Sun.
Very smart. He was smart enough to know his dad was a piece of shit. He's smart enough to know he should trust Liam Neeson.
Yes.
At least a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, have you heard of Stockholm Syndrome?
Yeah. He's like, I think I like it.
I don't think he said that, but he should have.
Yeah.
Donnie and I definitely looked at each other when that happened, though, and they were, like, snuggled up in bed reading, and we were like, oh, boy, this
not
is very
Hollywood.
Weird. Yeah. Yeah, not in the Bryan Singer age, please.
Yeah, it's not.
None of this.
Yeah.
I didn't think that. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, well, you weren't watching the movie with Donnie.
Did we give numbers on this movie yet?
No, you didn't.
I'm giving it a 6.5.
Oh, so am I.
Wow.
I was literally coming up with a 6.5. That's funny.
Yeah.
It's a 6.5.
It is a 6.5.
I honestly would give it a 6.5.
I mean, I'm going to watch this again on Netflix at some point.
Yeah,
possibly even
HBO.
HBO, possibly even Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Whoever gets it first.
Look forward to it.
Yeah. Even stylistically, I enjoyed it. I like the script of when the people would die and they'd go to black and the name would pop up. I didn't like it at first, but then I liked it when they kept doing it. I was like, oh, this is funny.
I liked it when I noticed
I liked it.
Sorry.
I liked it when I noticed it.
No, I was going to say, when I noticed they changed the religious symbols, I was like, all right, this is
pretty cool. Yeah,
that was cool.
I was like, nah, I like it.
Yeah. What did they use for a religious symbol for the Native Americans? I don't remember.
I think it was a buffalo.
It was like a bird, I think, from what I remember. Like a hawk. Oh, hawk okay. buffalo.
Or a hawk buffalo?
Yeah.
I thought it was an animal.
It was just a, it was a buffalo wing?
It was a, yeah, it was an animal. Possible animal.
Oh, well, now I gotta watch it again.
Yeah. That's what you gotta watch it again.
Guess I'm
for.
Going back to the theater tonight.
That one Native American, like, the head guy was dressed so cool.
Yeah.
Just had, like, dope sunglasses and that jacket he was wearing.
The jacket was sweet.
But I was like, yeah, that's weak, though. He's gonna get killed.
The parachute guy.
Looks too. The parachute guy was
that
great.
That was stupid, dude.
But yeah, remember, how long was he up there for? Like, hours? Yeah, days, possibly?
Well, we just saw a guy at the beach
absolute
doing
days.
That.
Oh,
that?
I know, we did, yeah.
He's
did
just you? Jumped off the this not even that high of a cliff. Uh-huh. And just was floating around the beach like a balloon. Like, for like half
like
an hour.
A balloon.
Yeah, he would just like pause in the air. You know those birds that just like hover in the air? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
This guy was just like, wee! Like,
wee!
Just controlling this yeah. crazy wind.
Oh my God.
And had the confidence to not slam, like, that he wasn't going to slam into a tree or the side of this cliff or into the ocean.
Jesus. Yeah, basically, I guess you can stay out there for a couple of days if you have some snacks.
If you were
some
good.
Water.
Yeah, I mean, if you got snacks, sure.
Yeah. You had the right wind, you had snacks.
You had yeah. the right wind, you had the right snacks, you had
the
right
skill.
Water. You had the right skill.
I mean, I would just be worried I'd just lose focus.
Yeah.
You know? Lose I'd get focus. Distracted by something, or I'd be like,
these days,
looking down
I'm
at the
so
beach.
Focused.
Catch a downdraft or whatever it's called?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Catch one downdraft and you're in a snowplow. You know what
yeah.
I mean? That's the danger.
Or in this case, in the middle of the ocean. Yeah.
Or yeah. a wood chipper like in Deadpool 2.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Oh, that's right.
We're X-Force.
We're, who's
X-Force? Skarsgård, I think.
Yeah, that's Skarsgård.
That's someone famous, yeah. Or a power line like, what's his face? Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
Yeah,
wind.
You don't want to mess with power lines. That wind can be a powerful thing.
Powerful as hell.
So overall, 6.5, solid movie. Fun to watch. Fun nicknames, Speedo.
Yeah.
This movie, it was the corniness at the beginning got on my nerves, and I was immediately like, oh, this is like a 3 or 4. And then it really grew on me throughout the movie because they stuck with it.
Yeah.
You wanted to hate it.
I wanted to hate it, and I didn't hate it. And that speaks volumes for the movie.
Let's get a quick slap that button real quick.
Which
for
one?
A little, not that one.
That one doesn't
which
even do
one?
Anything.
Yeah.
You just slap it.
It's not even connected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one over here?
Yeah, a little, what's
there?
Up with this? What's up with this? What's up with that? What's up with that? Before this movie, Liam Neeson's, admitted that he...
He's
wanted,
a full-blown racist.
Racist and... like murderer, like potential murderer, right?
Yeah.
Or at least, I mean, we don't know that he wanted to kill the guy.
He
right?
was he wanted to be a murderer. He
yeah.
He was an aspiring murderer.
Yeah. How long ago was this?
I don't know. I think it was a while ago.
It was like 10 plus years. Like.
Yeah, I would even think
20. Yeah.
20 or more. Yeah.
Something like yeah. that. But like, it turns out that Liam Neeson is actually similar to the roles he was playing. He wanted like his. He admitted on a talk show before this movie came out that he found out someone raped his someone he knew and
yeah.
wanted to get revenge on him.
Yeah.
Why? Okay, first off, why would you say that before this movie comes out? Is that, like, are you thinking that this is good promotion?
I think he just didn't think. Because no, here's
that,
something
that
he didn't
be
have
the
to
only
ever
reason...
tell anyone. This was it was just a thought he had. It's
exactly.
not like he even acted on it. Why would you tell anyone?
Exactly. This is something you don't have to tell anyone ever.
Yeah, let your
so
thoughts
he,
be thoughts sometimes,
so he
Liam.
Decided to say it on TV a week before this movie comes out.
Right.
So it had to be some sort of promotion that he, like, was going for, right?
I mean, I guess he does just play an insane killer, vengeful, not insane, but vengeful killer in a lot of his movies.
That has to be the worst idea for marketing your movie of all time.
He's like, but I'm actually like this. And they're like,
yeah.
Liam, that's not what we wanted from you.
No, that's not
we
good.
We were hoping you were
yeah.
an actor. We like your characters to do that, but we don't want you to do that.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want anyone doing that.
He's carrying around some sort of a bat, waiting for someone of a certain race to approach him so he can beat the shit out of him.
Is that what he said?
That's what he said.
This was 40 years ago.
40 years ago. He was like 20 years old then, yeah. Probably?
A friend got raped.
A friend got raped.
He like got a weapon, walked the streets, and was waiting for someone.
The only reason to say this come up to him is to promote his movie, and that is ridiculous.
Right.
What the hell's up with this?
Yeah, what's up with that? There has to be a better way. I mean, trailers work pretty well.
Yeah, I was gonna see it anyway.
Yeah, it was already on the schedule, yeah. Liam.
Before he said that.
Did he even check our schedule is my question before he did that, because I doubt it.
He didn't. No one has access to it.
That's true. Well, good section. Good, what's up with this, what's up with that.
Yeah, thanks.
And I still don't know the answer.
No one does. It's a weird one.
It is. Well, we have an exciting week next week.
Yeah, you want to get into it?
A little bit, yeah. This weekend is,
okay.
I'd like you to get please into do. It. Let me start. This weekend is Oscars, folks. Yeah, the Academy Awards Sunday. Of the United States of the world, of the universe.
That's what they call it.
So what does that mean for the munchers?
For the munchers, that means we're going to be doing a little bit of talk right now about predictions, where to put your money. We want you to probably mortgage your house, clear out your savings account, put all your money on our predictions, and then we'll talk about it next week in a very special Oscar episode.
That 3 month, that wedding ring, engagement ring, 3 months rent or something like that, or three months salary.
Yeah.
Okay,
never mind.
You're gonna want to put your money.
Shit, is that true?
I don't know, something like that. That's what they say. I don't know.
Yeah, it's true.
But
yeah,
right. It's 2019.
There's no rules.
You do what you want. Yeah. 2019.
Bitch, there's no rules. I love you.
But what I'm saying is take 3 months' salary, put it on these predictions.
Yeah.
And get two.
I don't know the odds, actually. Yeah. Get two.
Once you
get
win.
One for yourself, get one for your wife.
Yeah.
Two fingers,
win,
I don't care.
Yeah. Just buy wedding rings.
Yeah, just buy them.
Whatever you do, get married.
Spend the money on engagement rings, even if you're already married.
This podcast will be so good, you're going to get married.
Yeah.
Is what we're saying.
And what's more beautiful than an engagement ring to spend your winnings on?
Exactly.
I suppose we should start.
Well, what I want to first start off with is if I had a vote, like next week, I'll give you my full rankings of how I haven't seen one movie that is very key to a couple of the.
Okay.
It's Can You Ever Forgive Me?
I've just been
procrastinating on the Melissa McCarthy movies.
Yeah, of course.
But if I had a vote,
if you had a vote in the Academy, they sent you screeners.
I've seen all the movies.
By the way, Academy, where's, first of all, our membership, and second of all, our screeners?
Yeah, the screeners would be nice.
Yeah, the screeners are what we really want. We're in it for
the
screeners.
I'm trying to see...
I know the Academy's listening. They listen to all
of us. I'm trying to see the Cold War before, without going to the theater on Saturday.
Cold War? Is it on iTunes? Might be on the iTunes. Anyway, that doesn't matter. The munchers want to know what our predictions are. Nicholas, give me the categories.
These aren't predictions. Like I said, this is if I had a...
this is if you had a vote.
If I had a vote. Best Picture, Star is Born. Best Actor, Bradley Cooper.
Best Actress.
Best Actress, Lady Gaga.
Oh, my God.
Best Supporting Actress, Emma Stone. Best Supporting Actor, Mahershala Ali.
My word.
And just to toss in an extra for you, Best Director, Alfonso Cuarón.
My word.
Is that how you say that?
Which movie are you
doing? Roma. Which is like...
See, I still haven't even seen Roma yet. But I gotta say, I mean, I know we've talked about this a lot, but I agree with your picks. Other than the director, because I haven't actually seen that movie yet. I think I want Bradley Cooper to win that category as well.
What?
Best director?
Well, he can't, so...
he wasn't nominated, yeah. But I still want him to win. So I'll reserve the right to not make a prediction in that category.
Okay. But
Bradley Cooper... See, and I feel like a lot of people are going to come out and be like, oh, what about... What's his face? Rami Malek.
He's minus 667. The odds on favorite. I was not expecting that.
Rami is?
Yeah.
Here's the deal with Rami, and we've talked about this off mic and maybe even a little bit on mic, but he did a great impression of Freddie Mercury, but he wasn't Freddie Mercury. And if you watch any Freddie Mercury videos, which you can find because he just died like 20 years ago or 25 years ago, they exist. They're on the YouTube. Go on there. Look at the energy of Freddie Mercury and tell me Rami Malek came anywhere close to that. He did an impression. It was fine. Entertaining movie. Not best worthy. Not best actor worthy. And I'm not sorry, Munchers. I'm not.
Okay.
Just a little rant I wanted to do.
Yeah, I agree with it. You say Freddie's on another level. He didn't get to that level. He got to a pretty good level.
Got to as a good an actor. Level. Entertaining level.
Yeah, but not quite
but
it.
So you're saying best actor?
Yeah.
Best?
Better than that Bradley Cooper performance?
Bradley Cooper learned how to sing, for real, not lip sync.
Yeah.
Yeah, and original song. He fucking
were
wrote
gonna,
the movie. He
we're going to give me
movie.
Other
categories? The thing is, like, I tend to agree with your predictions here, but let me take a look.
You got for best original music score.
I mean, best actor... I like Bradley Cooper.
I have
for
an incredible.
That.
I mean, I know it really comes down to two songs. Wait, what?
Music score.
I mean, music score. Oh, it doesn't have Justin Hurwitz on it. I don't even want to say it.
Best director from the movies I've seen. I'm going with Lanthimos for The Favorite.
But let me say it again. Sorry. It's got to be Black Panther.
Beale Street Could Talk is good too.
Beale Street, yeah.
Best actress.
What were you saying? I'm sorry, we got a side conversation there.
I know, I heard the Munchers are listening to me though.
So yeah, like, I know.
I'm still. Lady Gaga was awesome. Like, I hope she wins. I think that'd be amazing. Best supporting actor. Honestly, looking at these, Rockwell for Vice, he was barely in it. Driver for Black Klansman, that movie kind of sucked. I don't care what you guys say. Elliot for Star is Born. I love Sam Elliott, but Marshall Ali was better. That's just the truth of the matter.
I got
best supporting actress.
I got Adam Driver second in that race, but okay.
Well, I don't know. That I honestly think that movie is just the right movie at the right time from the right director, and I don't think as a movie it's actually all that good. Just my two cents. Rachel Weisz.
Did you say the same thing when we recorded that podcast?
I think you said the same thing about Black Panther.
Yeah, similar. Emma Stone for The Favorite. Rachel Weisz was also really good.
Of course.
I
mean, this category is stacked.
This category is so stacked because Amy Adams is also really good in Vice.
Yeah.
And
Regina
good,
King was really
Bill
good.
Street. So, yeah, I mean, that's
Claire
stacked.
Foy didn't even make it.
I would like to see that go to The Favorite, though, because I think The Favorite was an excellent movie that we didn't do on the podcast, but we've talked about.
Real Lady Bird of the
best animated feature film. Let me just say for you, Munchers, Isle of Dogs, hands down.
Incredibles
the amount
for
of
me.
The amount of work that went into Isle of Dogs.
Well, we don't even deal with these categories.
I know,
we
but I just, last I'm just year, saying but if they want to put their money on
Mike wanted on to definitely
what I wanted
I just wanted to
dogs.
Mention that one. Yeah. I wanted to say Isle of Dogs as many times as possible.
I'll take Ralph Breaks the Internet and Incredibles.
So you said the exact same answers as I did, correct?
Yes, I did. Except for director.
You should watch some more movies, but before we record the...
Oh, I know. I need to. I'll be spending the day in my private cinema imbibing movies.
If I'm looking at some odds here, like, I don't know. Bradley Cooper at 20-1, I guess, is decent value. Same with Lady Gaga. But I don't think I watched The Wife. Come on, that's like not even a good movie. Hey, Glenn Close is just gonna win Best Actress for no reason. No, come on.
I just can't believe the talk of Rami Malek. Like, he, at this point, he thinks he's going to win.
We just talked about that.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
I believe it.
Yeah, I believe it.
It's just going to piss me off wanting to win.
Best supporting actor.
Watch it again.
Ali.
No.
shut up. Ali is the odds on favorite at minus 1400.
Because he was fucking excellent.
Yeah.
Practically the main actor.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was practically not.
We talked about that in that podcast. I didn't even know who was going to be.
Yeah, we didn't know.
Best actor, best supporting.
Yeah. Yeah,
Viggo was
and
so good.
And honestly,
too.
If Viggo was in that category. If it were Swish and Viggo were in this category, I would say Viggo.
Viggo, exactly. Yeah. I completely agree.
Yeah.
Best supporting actress, Regina King is actually the favorite, minus 250. So, Jesus, 25 to 1 for Emma Stone?
I don't know.
She was better than Rachel. And Rachel's 6 to 1.
And Rachel was good, too. That's the thing. It's just that is the toughest category, I think.
Yeah, it's just stacked. It's completely stacked. But best picture, I've nailed it I nailed it last year with Shape of Water.
Mm-hmm.
The year before, I had La La Land. I basically nailed it. There's some funny business going on stage.
They won everything else, I think.
They won a bunch of awards.
The year before that, I don't know what it was, but I think it was like Spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what beat. That's what beat La La Land.
What?
Spotlight beat La La Land.
Oh, yeah. No, Spotlight.
No, Moonlight.
Moonlight.
Oh, no. Spotlight was the year before.
Okay. Spotlight.
Spotlight was awesome, though.
Yeah, I nailed that.
That movie.
But this year, I'm saying it's going to be Roma.
Damn.
It's minus 175.
Let me see that list.
It's a little bit of juice.
It's minus 175. I mean,
lay 175, win 100. Take your winnings. Thank me later.
I gotta see Roma if it's this good. I mean,
I have it very low on my rankings of best picture, but.
And isn't that kind of like a good movie for this time type of deal too?
I don't know. It's pure art.
Yeah.
Also, the Academy is a little off the rails this year, even with its nominations.
They don't even have a host for the Oscars.
Yeah.
A little off the rails is an understatement.
Yeah, I can't really tell what's going on.
Kendrick's out.
I think. Yeah, Kendrick's out. Yeah,
oh,
Kendrick and SZA are out.
Now I can't even watch it.
I don't think Green Book's not going to win.
It's a shame.
You know what I would love to see win?
A Star Is Born's not going to win.
A Star Is Born's not going to win. Black Panther's not going to win. Bohemian Rhapsody's not going to win. Vice not going to win. Black Panther's not going to win. I think I would like to see The Favorite win.
I don't think it's winning either.
However, that being said, I think Green Book was. If I have a vote, I'm going to vote for Green Book.
Okay.
But I haven't seen Roma yet, so that's not entirely fair. I have seen all the rest of them, though.
I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what the Academy's thinking.
I don't know, man. Yeah. Green Book was just so enjoyable. It was really the only movie this year that I said, like, I want to watch this again almost as soon as possible.
I felt that way about probably three of these movies.
I felt that way about Black Panther. Star Is Born.
Yeah, Star Is Born.
See, I loved A Star Is Born, but
Green
like
Book,
it,
Black Panther,
it hit me so
kind of
deep that
those.
Like I didn't want to watch it again right away.
I immediately got in the car and tried to listen to as much of it as possible and like everything like that. So
I got in the car and stared at my knuckles for about 30 minutes and didn't know which kind of music to put on. Didn't even start the car because I was feeling devastated.
Lady Gaga performed Shallow at the Oscars.
The Grammys,
I'm sorry. Yeah. And it kind of reminded me why I'm not a fan of her. Like, her vocals were perfect, but she's just weird. Like, she sang Bradley Cooper's part and was just, like, kind of, like, acting like a cowboy. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, she's just being weird. Like, great singer, but...
She did a great job in the movie, though. Especially for a singer-turned-actress. Pretty incredible stuff.
Yeah. So, next week we're going to have... What? Just a...
Oscar podcast.
Just an Oscar/Munchies awards.
Don't forget the Munchie Awards.
Oscars review.
Right.
And Munchie Awards.
We'll talk about
next week.
Outcome of the Oscars and award the Munchies.
Yeah, the Munchies are some handpicked by the Munchers.
By the Munchers.
Categories that that will award some of our favorites that don't get Oscar recognition.
Yeah.
Maybe even some that do, but...
If you want to sneak in a last-minute category for the Munchies, too.
Best actor, or best tertiary actor.
Best tertiary actor is a great one.
It's a stacked field this year. It's Dave Chappelle from A Star Is Born, Andrew Dice Clay from A Star Is Born.
Oh, wow, Dice.
The limo driver from A Star Is Born.
It's all from A Star Is Born, but it is a stacked category, folks.
Yeah.
What an ensemble.
So... No prediction other than I think the Oscars, they're going to try and keep it to 3 hours. People are upset about that. I don't know why.
How are they going to do without a host?
The host thing's a little weird. I don't know. They just call up people. They do a little skit. And
I guess they still have the people who introduce the categories.
This is like the first year we haven't had hockey on Oscar Sunday.
Oh, we don't have hockey?
No. We lost in the playoffs.
Oh, that's right.
So we didn't make this
game. How have the playoffs been going on for like a month?
They're always going on.
Anyway.
It's always the playoffs.
It's always the playoffs, folks. That's a little inside baseball, inside hockey for you.
But I haven't watched its Oscars, and I'm going to predict a 3 out of 10 for the Oscar show.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to predict a 4.5 out of 10.
Okay.
Because I think they're going to pull something together. I just don't know what it is yet.
I also know I'm just going to be upset about some award given out. So probably best actors.
Yeah. If Mahershala Ali wins best actor, I'm going to...
I would be surprised because he's not even nominated. Munchers, join us next week.
Rami Malek. If he wins best actor, I'm going to stab the TV with a plastic fork.
Munchers, join us next week when we review the Oscars.
Nice.
We'll see you later. I'm Nick Owen.
I'm Michael Brown.